As impeachment fades from view, its political fallout is still being felt. The war of words has broken out between Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who laid the blame for the January 6th storming of the Capitol at the feet of the former president, even while voting to acquit. Meanwhile, Trump fired back, calling him a political hack and threatening to back primary challengers. We talk with Salisbury University political science professor Michael Laughlin about the latest turn of events.
What you have in effect is Mitch McConnell on the one hand and Lindsey Graham and Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz on the other, where you see two factions now emerging. Lindsey Graham, of course, aligned himself with Trump. He said, "I'm into winning." And he thinks that Trump is going to be helpful for the future of the Republican Party come 2022, and then, of course, the 2024 election. McConnell is saying something different, isn't he? He's really saying he thinks that the Republican Party is going to be better off without Trump.
Digging deeper, one of the things that struck me is that there are a number of state Republican parties who chastise their senators for, say, voting for conviction. And it seems to me that there is something that goes deeper in terms of the GOP, that the Trump folks have seemed to have gotten deeper into the party, as once, for instance, we remember the Christian Coalition doing similar things. I mean, it seems as if there's some depth now within that party.
The Republican leadership in North Carolina said with regard to Senator Burr that we didn't send him to the Senate to do the right thing. So in other words, Burr, who voted for conviction, a Republican voted for conviction, was saying that Trump was responsible for the riot and he should be held to account for that. And the leader of North Carolina Republican Party saying, no, we support Trump regardless of the law, regardless of whether or not he was responsible for this riot. So I think that the danger that faces not only the Republican Party, but our politics is this drift within, and it has emerged within the Republican Party, of an authoritarian drift. It's come hell or high water. We want power, and so Trump remains a force, not only within the Republican Party, but within American politics more generally.
Do you think, then, that Trump has essentially begun to change the Republican Party? The policy seems to have disappeared, that it's just all about one single individual.
Trump remains a charismatic figure, and the failure of the impeachment power, I think, that on the one hand, impeachment has succeeded in damaging Trump generally, but because he theoretically could run for re-election, he remains a potent force. The real question, of course, and this we will have to wait to the 2022 election, is whether or not that's bankable. That is, which part of the Republican Party will succeed in getting candidates elected to office. If the Trump people succeed, then they remain a longer-term force. If they fail, then it may be that the Trumpism could be a dying force in the future.
In our second segment, we talk with Laughlin about the failure of impeachment to hold a president accountable. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.